This is John Updike reading The Day Lady Died by Frank O'Hara. It is 12:20 in New York, a Friday, 3 days after Bastille Day. Yes, it is 1959, and I go get a shoeshine because I will get off the 419 in East Hampton at 7:15 and then go straight to dinner, and I don't know the people who will feed me. I walk up the muggy street beginning to sun and have a hamburger and a malted and buy an ugly New World writing to see what the poets in Ghana are doing these days. I go on to the bank and Miss Stillwagon, first name Linda, I once heard, doesn't even look up my balance for once in her life, and in the Golden Griffin I get a little Verlaine for Patsy, with drawings by Bernard, although I do think of Hesiod, Trans, Richmond, Lattimore, or Brendan Behan's new play, or Le Balcon, or Les Nègres of Genet, but I don't. I stick with Verlaine, after practically going to sleep with quandariness. And for Mike, I just strolled into the Park Lane liquor store and asked for a bottle of Strega, and then I go back where I came from to 6th Avenue and the tobacconist in the Ziegfeld Theater and casually ask for a carton of Gauloises and a carton of Picayunes and a New York Post with her face on it. And I am sweating a lot by now and thinking of leaning on the John door in the 5 spot while she whispered a song along the keyboard to Mel Waldron, and everyone and I stopped breathing.
Recorded with permission from Knopf, a division of Random House, Inc. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced without permission in writing from the publisher.